Fighting Back Against Domestic Violence, a look inside the police academy, and street closure information. Hello, and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. We begin with street closure information for the Veterans Day Parade. The parade, this year celebrating 60 years since the end of World War II, will be held on Friday, November 11th. Closures will begin at 10 a.m. and will shut down 5th Avenue from 23rd Street to 59th Street. On Sunday, November 13th, the St. Patrick's Cathedral Young Adult Street Fair will take place. Expect Madison Avenue to be closed between 42nd Street and 57th Street from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, interested in the training of NYPD officers? Here's Officer Martin Speechley with details on the Citizens Police Academy.
It takes the NYPD 6 months to transform a successful applicant into a fully trained police officer, ready for the streets of New York City. During that time, a recruit will undertake and accomplish many physical and mental challenges. He or she will be schooled in such disciplines as state and local law, police science and strategies, self-defense, operation of police vehicles, and firearms training, which includes combat and justification simulations. The road to graduation is not an easy one, and those who end up earning an NYPD shield have to be committed to that goal. Although tough, the Police Academy program is an interesting one. As a civilian, it's possible to experience that program and see the training a new officer undergoes. Twice a year, the NYPD runs the Citizens Police Academy. For 3 hours a week over a period of 14 weeks, members of the community are invited to attend a short version of the academy training. Participants learn laws, take part in real-world scenarios, ride along in patrol vehicles, and even try some firearm simulations. The program allows members of the public to become fully immersed in and gain a better understanding of police training and powers, which helps to dispel myths and misconceptions. To apply for the Citizens Academy, contact your local precinct's community affairs officer, and they will help you through the process. I'm Police Officer Martin Speechley.
And now the podcast interview, Help in Combating Domestic Violence. Here again is the NYPD's Martin Speechley.
Of the many crimes reported to the NYPD, those involving domestic violence are taken particularly seriously. With me now to explain how the NYPD can help if you feel you may be a victim of such a crime is Chief Ryan of the NYPD's Domestic Violence Unit. Chief, welcome. What should a victim of domestic violence know?
That there is help out there. Of all domestic violence murders, 66%, that's 2 out of 3, had no prior report of violence to the police. It is really important to get the police involved in order to protect yourself and to protect your children. The police are here to help the victim and to hold the offender accountable for crimes committed.
Now, if a domestic violence situation does occur, what can be expected of the NYPD when called?
Rapid response and immediate help for the victim. If a crime was committed, an arrest will be made. A domestic incident report will be prepared.
What is that exactly?
It's documentation that something occurred at a particular location. It is entered into our database. The victim receives a copy of the report, and on the back is information about domestic violence, about the courts, and important phone numbers, including the name and phone number of the domestic violence prevention officer.
And what is a domestic violence prevention officer?
Every precinct and police service area has at least one domestic violence prevention officer. These officers review all domestic incident reports. They will conduct a danger survey to assess your risk and to let you know if your abuser has a history of violence. They will offer advice and options such as information on shelters, security and safety plans, and information on orders of protection.
Well, that's good to know. So you can actually get some sort of a history on a possible abuser, and if you're concerned, you mentioned an order of protection. What is that?
It is a court order designed to protect you by stating what an abuser cannot do, such as show up at your home or at your workplace. And if the court order is violated, an arrest will be made. Orders of protection are obtained at criminal court and at family court.
In your experience, do domestic violence situations tend to improve on their own, or do they only get worse?
Without intervention, these situations do not improve, and our experience shows that the violence escalates. With the vast amount of help available, it is critical for the victim to seek assistance.
And what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about leaving an abuser?
It is important to have a plan. Talk with someone you trust. Have a code word so that friends and family can know something is wrong. Open your own bank account. Obtain a 911 cell phone if you do not already have one. Get an order of protection. Prepare an escape bag. And if the time comes, make that conscious decision to leave. It could save your life.
You mentioned an escape bag. What's that?
It's a bag that contains emergency items in case you have to leave quickly. It should contain such items as clothing, medication, and money, but also original documentation, including a copy of your order of protection, and also some spare keys of your home and car and a photo of the abuser for identification purposes. This should be kept somewhere outside of your home in a safe place.
For those concerned about stalking, what is stalking and what advice can you give anyone who thinks they may be being stalked?
Stalking is a crime and it occurs whenever someone intentionally engages in a course of conduct that puts you in fear. This includes phone calls, emails, following you while you are walking or in your car or just standing outside your home. If you are being stalked, keep a log of all incidents, record phone calls, keep gifts sent to you, and note any witnesses. Also, let people know you are being stalked so that the stalker cannot gain information from them about you. This includes friends, neighbors, and your workplace security. It is also important to report the stalking incidents to the police so that we can help you address this crime against you.
So basically, don't feel alone. Let people know you're being stalked, and that's going to work in your favor. Good. If you're in the country without proper documentation and you're being abused, should you be concerned about any involvement by immigration?
No. The New York City Police Department does not ask victims about immigration status. We are able to communicate in most languages if the victim doesn't speak English, and we do not involve the immigration department in domestic violence cases.
If there was just one piece of advice you could give, Chief, what would it be?
I would encourage anyone who believes they are a victim of domestic violence or who knows someone who is to report it. The first step is always to do something. We are here to help you.
Okay, thank you, Chief Ryan of the NYPD's Domestic Violence Unit. If you would like further information or advice about your situation, call the New York City hotline number at 1-800-621-HOPE. That's 621-H-O-P-E. Or contact your local precinct's domestic violence prevention officer. I am Police Officer Martin Speechley.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.